It started with hockey tournaments Saturday morning, and excited little ones learning about history at the Sports Hall of Fame. As the predicted strong wind and blowing snow for most of Saturday was delivered, many people were undeterred, cruising around Penetanguishene for the 77th annual Winterama Festival this Family Day weekend. Organized by the Rotary Club of Penetanguishene, the parade that traveled along Main Street was a big hit. Led by angels in snowy whites and blues, it brought smiles and cheers from most of the youth standing by. The colorful St. Anne's float was Candyland-themed, and as they played tunes, many viewers joined in the dancing. Although Winterama doesn't include dog sled racing, helicopter rides, or jumping from planes anymore, there were horse-drawn carriage rides, snowmobile rides, tubing, and a polar plunge. Rosemary Allen, 77, fondly remembers a time from her childhood, traveling from Oakville to attend the Penetanguishene Festival. Her father made a point not to miss it and, much like today's flurries, drove through stormy weather to arrive. She dons a long scarf filled with Winterama buttons from every year she has attended since she was 8 years old. Some people waited along Main Street early, like Sabrina Jacques, who eagerly anticipated the spectacle of friendly faces and decorations to pass her by. Crowkickerl at the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum had one young participant, 2-year-old Nora Brady, excited to learn how to play. As Kyle Valencourt demonstrated techniques and explained the rules, participants challenged each other to a game. Returning this year, the Great Canadian Lumberjack Show was a crowd pleaser. The team of guys brought laughter as well as hoots and hollers with their performance. The Tracy family attends Winterama annually. This was their first year seeing the Lumberjack Show, and young James and Maddie were excited for what turned out to include an axe-throwing competition. After snowshoeing, tobogganing and enjoying the great outdoors for the festival, it's tradition to also enjoy chili and pea soup. Served hot at the fire hall, it is also a comfort for those who brave the polar plunge. "It's not Memmier's pea soup," Michael Robitaille said as his daughter, Zoe, agreed. The family recipe hits home for them as the traditional French-Canadian meal could be made with split peas or whole. He said it changes the texture. The difference, however, didn't stop the daughter-father duo from making their way down for a bowl. It's what gets them out every year. Also at the museum, a variety of vendors were selling anything from crocheted collections to bath bombs and candles. Handmade and upcycled items were popular, and the Lions Club sold its own crafts to donate all proceeds to guide dogs. Although older generations remark that the festival has changed gears since its early days, restrictions and COVID and all that, said one man, the popularity is unlikely to wane as it shifts to the Saturday night fireworks and maintains the weekend-long hockey tournament. The full schedule can be found at winterama.ca.